Hello, thank you so much for downloading our episode. This is John Gora. I hope you listen and you get inspired. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get our episodes each and every week as they drop. Be the first listener and get inspired. Allow me today to start with a short story. A story of two young, brilliant, and beautiful ladies back in the village where I come from, where brilliant minds of beautiful ladies, handsome young men, energetic and ambitious, come from. When I used to live here, there were two young ladies, namely Apio and Adongo. Apio and Adongo were born the same day, same time, to the same mother. They grew up together, learning from their parents and learning also from the society where they were born, a place where there are so many things to learn from. Apio and Adongo were so lucky to have met their men, or what we refer to as boyfriends, at their early age. They met young, brilliant men who started to date them, George, Omeri, and Okwema. Were the names of the young men. Omeri fell in love with Apio, and Okemwa fell in love with Adongo. In the process of building their relationship, there were some differences in how the men treated the ladies. Omeri provided Apio with the room to be independent, to learn to do things on her own. Even though Omeri was a rich young man who was a businessman within the village and could provide everything to Apio, Omeri seemed to be a little bit strict on provision of everything to Apio. He taught Apio how to go and make money. He taught Apio how to solve her problems. He taught Apio the relevance and importance of finding things on her own. On the other hand, Okwemwa, who was a teacher in one of the primary schools back in the village, gave Adongo whatever Adongo needed. Their love was full of colors and the splashing of birthday parties and parties after parties of every kind of thing that happened in their lives. And it was not just a celebration. It was a celebration full of gifting, full of splashing of money, and life was so easy on Adongo's side. And at some point, their mother used to accuse Apio of not supporting the family, even though she was dating a very rich young man. Apio kept silencing them and telling them that I'm living my life, a life that is fulfilling, a life that I feel is satisfying to me. Time went by, their love grew, and they became big. The skies were opening up, and the drums of engagement were beating from both ends. Omeri felt like it was time to engage Apio, which also happened to land in the ears of Adongo. And Adongo, being a vibrant lady who was ready to take anything that comes, felt a little bit jealous and forced Okemwa to engage her before Omeri did to Apio. Adongo decided to engage Okemwa, and they did engagement, and the love continued pouring. On the other hand, Omeri decided to take Apio to a training institute to learn how to become an entrepreneur. Apio went to school and the engagement was paused. To some extent, Adongo managed to convince Okemwa to start organizing and planning their marriage. One day, Okemwa and Omeri were traveling from the village to the capital city to find something that would expand Omeri's business. Okemwa, being a teacher, they were good friends and they used to share ideas. Unfortunately, during their journey, they were involved in a road accident that took both their lives on the spot. The message came back home. The news spread and there was a lot of confusion back in the village because these were young, vibrant men that were known by the village as successful young men who made the village whisper words of wisdom behind them whenever they passed. This is the time that reality knocked into Adongo's head, that there was no future for her because the provider had left without giving her a notice. Apio, on the other hand, had to mourn her boyfriend, a man who made her what she was becoming. Apio loved what the future was looking for her because she had passed through a process of being molded, being engineered, and being told what a woman has to be in life. She had all it takes to pick herself up and start from where Omeri had left her. Adongo, on the other hand, knew nothing at all. No place to start, no one to turn to. The mother knew nothing, nothing that was saved, even a piece of a cent or a coin that would start her from where she was left. Just with an engagement ring which does not deserve an inheritance of a deceased man, Adongo was left lifeless with nothing to talk about her life. The moral of this story: there comes a time when you have to travel some journeys alone. Knowing to be self-independent is the most important thing in life, more than understanding how easy you can get things and make your life better. It is great to understand how you can maneuver things in thickness and also in lightly livelihood when you are still alive. Adongo's mother regretted not allowing Apio to give them a way to help the young Adongo to understand what life is all about. In life, there are some roads that when you don't learn to travel alone, it might be so difficult to see the destiny that you are looking forward to seeing. My name is John Gora, aka The Motivator, and if this is the first time that you are watching my video, subscribe to my channel and don't forget to press the notification bell, because when I post these videos, you will be notified to watch them and learn with me. Remember to keep smiling at the world, because when you smile at the world will always smile back at you.
Thank you so much for choosing One Tap Podcast and listening to today's message. I hope you subscribe not to miss any episode that comes each and every week. We'll drop it right here to inspire not only you, but the world over. One Talk, the world unites.